What's up, guys? Welcome to Level Up the Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Bowen. We look forward to talking to you guys today. What's up, guys? Chris Bowen here with Level Up the Podcast. I am joined today by Carrie Simpson. Carrie is the owner of Mosquito Shield DFW. So, Carrie, would love for you to introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, my name is Carrie Simpson. My husband and I own Mosquito Shield North DFW. And we're super excited because the season's about to start. So I am a mom of two beautiful girls and I have a great husband and we live in Flower Mound. And
you're a mosquito expert.
And I'm a mosquito expert.
Along with a small business expert, a author, a published author, not just an author, a published author.
Self-published
and a five-time cancer survivor, correct?
Five-time cancer survivor.
Woo-woo. Yeah.
Thanks
so
be to God.
A big shout out there because that is no small feat in and of itself.
Thank you.
Let alone somebody who's then, you know, been an entrepreneur, a book writer, all of the things that you've done. So congrats on all that success in life.
Thank you. It started like 25 years ago, basically. So it's a journey in the making, but...
Yes,
it is. I'm super blessed.
What a good journey.
A blessed journey. I'm blessed. No complaints.
So tell us a little bit about your business, Mosquito Shield. So it's a franchise, correct?
It is a franchise. And so basically one day my husband and I were in our backyard and we live kind of like by a creek or bayou. And so we could only be outside for literally 2 or 3 minutes. And he was like, Carrie, this is crazy, you know, and we were talking about like, I mean, unfortunately, it's true, but our finances had drained several times because like all my cancers and he was laid off 3 times because of mergers and acquisitions. And so just a lot of stuff had happened. And he was like, we've got to do something. We're kind of in control over it. And so he had researched a ton of different opportunities and franchises. And we just felt like this was the best fit with our morals and values and character. And anyways, we were outside on the patio and we're ran inside by mosquitoes. And so that's what made him look into the mosquito company. And so that's the rest is history.
Texas is rough when it comes to mosquitoes. I know personally we've had our fair share. That was one of the reasons we ended up putting turf in our backyard.
Yeah.
Is we had such bad drainage issues mm-hmm. back there and it just attracted mosquitoes like nobody's business.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know, like, and I wish the consumers did know that, but eggs live up to a year, sometimes 2 years, depending on the mm-hmm. species of the mosquito, and they only need a tablespoon of water to activate their life cycle.
That's crazy. So, a tablespoon of water.
A tablespoon of water. So every time it rains and then the water's just sitting there, basically what happens is it starts the egg production. So.
That's so crazy. So tell us a little bit about your business. So it's more of a seasonal business, correct?
It is. So typically we're like April through October. But I always tell my clients, our customers, we go a little like 2 weeks sometimes into March and sometimes we have to go 2 weeks into November. It honestly just depends because I let the weather dictate when I need to start, not like a calendar date.
Yeah.
We
could have a really cold winter or, you know, like right now it's a really warm spring. I mean, it's 80 degrees right now.
It is so warm. Yeah. And we're actually already seeing them because of all the rain that we've had. And then it's starting to hit the temperatures where they're starting to hatch. So we kind of look for above 60 for the lowest temperature, like all the time. For at least like 2 weeks, that's when we want to start spraying. But like I said, the weather's so finicky right now. It like goes up to 88 and then it goes down to 35.
Yeah, it's kind of wild.
It is kind of crazy. So I think we're just going to meet in the middle and start mid-March.
Well, cool. And so how does that kind of work for your guys hiring? So I'm sure it's, you know, difficult for some people to work only a few months out of the year versus a full year. So how do you guys typically hire for that?
Well, that's a great question. So sometimes, like some years I've had to rehire, retrain new people because it is seasonal. And so they have other stuff that they have, you know, after the season's over. And then I've had other technicians that have come back 3 years in a row. It honestly just depends on who it is and where they're at in life. And I try to, hire as many like high school, college aged kids as I can just because I want to give them an opportunity to grow themselves and develop and mature in themselves. And I honestly love them. I mean, they're the greatest kids. I kind of pull from band, football, stuff like that. The local high school.
Okay, so kids that are active and stuff like that, really. Yeah, exactly. That are outgoing, you know, yeah, more than anything.
A work ethic value that are strong, yeah. You know, that probably work out. That's kind of who I'm looking for. People that are great, great kids, but maybe didn't want to go to college or didn't have time right now or didn't have the funds right now. And then I help them basically save. So I just help them along.
That's how I got into the pool industry. I was one of those kids who didn't want to go to college. So, you know, I had to find a job.
I mean, there's something for everybody. You got to really, I mean, I think it's great. I love it.
Yeah. And I mean, look, I enjoy being outside. I enjoy being on my feet. And really kind of, it was right place, right time for me more than anything. But it provided me a life that I'm able to provide for my family, you know,
that's
huge when you don't have a college degree. So,
and I love your family.
Yeah. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Yeah. We're excited. For those of you who don't know, my wife's pregnant right now. She'll probably have the baby by the time this airs. So, you know, I will be a new dad by the time this airs, but yay, we're excited about it. So,
yeah, super. That's so fun.
Yeah. So thank you very much. So what does the spring kind of look like? What do you guys do in preparation for your season? What's that typically look like?
I actually start preparing for my season. This is so funny, but like in November. So yeah.
As soon as the season ends.
As soon as the season ends, I'm literally on top of it for the next season. So yeah, because I have to prepare all the marketing. I have to prepare all the product that we're going to need. I have to hire who I, you know, still I'm going to have, stuff like that. I'm really, really blessed this year that I have all of my technicians returning. And that's the first year that this has ever happened. So I'm excited about that because I can actually focus on marketing and talking to people, which I love to do. And, you know, just getting into the community more.
Being a part of a franchise, does it kind of help a little bit with some of the marketing? Do they help provide some of that material for you guys?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They provide some, and then we've created some. So, like, for example, my neighbor is actually a graphic designer, and I have these going out. He helped create them. And so, I got some of the stuff from marketing, and then my husband and I created the other stuff, and then my neighbor said, let me do this and pull this together. So,
no, that's awesome. So you guys do mailers, you do social media. Do you guys have people that go door to door and do door knocking, or?
We have door hangers. We don't do door knocking, just because that hasn't been hugely successful. But I do like people. Mosquito business is such a new business community wide. Like it's such a, people don't really think about it. It's so new. I mean, our business has been around for 22 years, I think corporate has. Our franchise personally has been around. This is our sixth year.
It's been that long already?
Yeah.
That's crazy. That feels like it's just flown by.
Can you believe that? I can't believe
that. Yeah, that's wild.
I agree with that statement.
That is wild. But that makes total sense. I mean, I do think it's something that people are coming around to.
Yeah.
Sure. You know, up until I think last year was our first year that we actually did it with you guys.
Yep.
And it was a huge difference. And I think the year before that, we had a landscape company that was doing it. But it made a massive difference in what we saw on our property. You know, the turf really helped it, but then that really kind of took it to the next level where we really didn't see mosquitoes.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome.
A lot of people, like with traditional pest control companies or, you know, maybe other mosquito companies or whatever, they spray once a quarter or once every 21 days.
Yeah.
We spray every 10 to 17 days, and we're the only company that does that because we spray around weather and life cycle of the mosquitoes. So I'm glad that was awesome for you.
Yeah, I think that part makes a big difference in that, you know, most pest control companies are only doing it that once a quarter, which is not enough. I mean,
it's not.
You know the life cycle of mosquitoes better than I do and the science behind it. But you guys come out after it rains and stuff as well, don't you? Because that's what activates the life cycle.
Absolutely. So there's four different stages of a mosquito's life cycle. There's eggs, larva, pupa, and adult. And any company can only kill the adults and the larva. And so we have a larvicide. No one can kill the eggs or the pupa because they're not ingesting any food during those two stages.
That makes sense.
So that's kind of why you have to like be smart about it and go a different route. So yeah, it's a lot of planning. I mean, we're out at your house, like what, like 18 to 20 times.
It was a lot. Yeah. I mean, it was a lot.
It's a lot of times. Yeah. A season. And then we pull it up when it rains. So it's closer to the 10, 11, 12 day mark. And then when it gets a little, you know, warmer and dry, then we can maybe push it. But I really can't put it down.
Texas is pretty wet. So, I mean, yeah, you guys are out quite a bit.
Yeah, it's true. No grass growing under our feet.
Right? So, and then tell us a little bit about your book. So you're a self-published author. Would love to hear more about it.
I am. So I'm writing my autobiography. I've been writing it since, this is so funny, I was diagnosed with my cancer the first time, 9/9/99.
Really?
So you can't really forget that. But no. So I've been writing my autobiography ever since. But it's just so, you know, heavy and stuff that I was like, you know, I want a children's book because it's light and fun and fluffy. And so that's what I did. So I wrote and self-published. It's called Oh No, I Swallowed a Seed. And my publishing company is Be Kind Publishing. I don't know if you can see that.
I can, yeah.
Yeah, like be like a bumblebee,
it.
Be kind.
And I
like
it.
See the little kind stripes on the bee. Can you see it says kind?
Oh, does it really? That's cool. I like that.
So I created that. And so it's just basically about a little girl who swallows like a strawberry seed and she dreams vines are going to grow out of her nose and tickle her toes. And then it goes through the color of the rainbow to teach kids colors. And then it's repetitive to teach them to read. And then it's funny to teach them to love to learn to read. So, and then at the end it says, remind me if I ever worry about swallowing a seed again, that no one has ever had a seed grow from within, or have they? And she has the fruits of the spirit coming out of her heart, because I believe that they grow inside of you if you let them. So
that's awesome.
Yeah,
I love that.
I actually have two more that I'm working on right now. So,
you're a busy, busy person between writing an autobiography, running a business, and writing two more books.
Okay. It is true.
So, people who say
have
that,
one life
and
to
you
live.
Have kids. So,
and I have two kids, yeah. High school and college.
Basically, anybody else who complains about how busy they are can listen to this and realize they're not that busy.
That's true. There's always some time in the day to do something. So
that's exactly right. You know, I choose to do a lot of my work in the evening times after the kids go to bed.
Yeah.
So I, you know, typically I'll block off. I pick them up from school around 4:30.
Yeah.
They go to bed around 7:38, and then. So I, you know, I start work 8 o'clock to 4 or 8 to 4:30 and then pick back up at 8. So
yeah, that's awesome.
You do what you got to do. Get it done.
I mean, honest to goodness, that's the name of the game.
It is. That's self-employment right there.
But the best part is that you're spending time with your family and like actually making the time, you know, to do everything that needs to be done. And it's just a balancing act, like everybody, a juggling act that everybody goes through. So
well, you don't get that time back. So, you know, there's no amount of money in the world that gets that time back when your kids are little
and,
you know, impressionable and they want to spend time with you. So,
yeah, no, totally agree.
So what aspects of your business do you handle versus your husband handles?
So at the very beginning, my husband did the spraying and he would like do the backpack maintenance and stuff like that. And my husband actually has another job. So I'm kind of, Mosquito Shield is kind of me. And then his other job, I can't do that for him. So is his.
That makes sense.
And so, but he still helps out like with the marketing. And actually like last night we're doing these direct mailers and, he helped me last night kind of organize where we wanted to put them and to try them out. And so,
how are you guys typically doing that? Are you guys going based off of like a list that you've purchased or are you guys kind of just choosing a geographic area?
Yeah, geographic. So basically what I did this year is I pulled up a map of my current customers and where they were, and where they were located. Mm-hmm. And then I basically mimicked them. So if I had, you know, 8 customers on this one street, then I just put those 8, I mean that, one street in and then basically kind of did like a mile search out from there. And so I would look at, you know, different demographics
That makes total sense. I mean, that way if you're looking at the big map, then you can look and see like, okay, who's like you, who has kind of a creek running through their backyard?
Exactly.
Who's, you know, somewhere near a pond. Yeah, exactly. You know, places that mosquitoes are more likely to be.
Yep.
So that makes a ton of sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, very cool.
Yeah.
So, and then walk us through kind of your cancer journey, if you will. I know it's kind of a very personal topic, but I do have a lot of people out there that I know that are going through it right now, and I've lost, people to cancer as well. And so I would love to hear, a success story.
They're out there.
They are. Absolutely.
I think cancer has such a negative connotation, and I mean, as it should, it sucks. Right. But I think there is a lot of silver lining and positivity if you just look for it in anything. So no matter what it is. And so I always tell my girls kind of, if you have 100% of your day and 99% was horrible, someone was mean to you, whatever, and 1% was absolutely amazing, focus on that 1% and make it your 100%, because you really have no control over the 99% that happens sometimes, right? It's like, I couldn't control getting sick. I couldn't control, we've had 2 fires. I couldn't control that. We've had 3 layoffs. I couldn't control that. But what I could control is how I've chosen to smile and pray and persevere and praise God through it, because it's a choice for me. It's a choice. I know some people, and their mental health, maybe it's not a choice, and that's, totally understandable. But for me, I feel like I was gifted with joy. And so that's kind of I'm actually thinking about creating a podcast specifically for like cancer helpers kind of. So I don't know if you know this about me, but I actually created, it was called Cancer Biographies many, many moons ago. It was probably, 15 years ago. It was kind of like right when I was first diagnosed, maybe 10 years ago. And it had like 50,000 followers. It was basically like a Facebook, but for cancer patients. So like if your grandma, wanted to talk to maybe my mom or whatever the situation was, you kind of can like message each other.
It was a way to connect with other families.
It was a way to connect. Yeah, absolutely. And so I'm thinking kind of bringing that back, but in a podcast form, because it kind of got just so heavy for me personally, because I was the one that was funding it and literally working on it all the time. And I didn't make a dime off of it. I was, giving my money of it. And so it just became so taxing for my family because my girls were so little. That I just chose at that time that it wasn't the right time for me at that time, but super, super blessed that like two of the guys that I went to high school with, they saw that, I had talked to them or whatever about my cancer, and they saw my character and they were like, yeah, we just want to help you. And so they created it, 'cause that's what they
do. That's
cool. Yeah. So it's just stuff like that. So, basically I was diagnosed in 9/9/99 and I had Hodgkin's lymphoma. And then I was over radiated, unfortunately. And so that made me have sarcoma. It's called MFH sarcoma. And so basically I had that 3 times. There was less than like a 10% survival rate each of those times. And so they took out 3 of my ribs, part of my spine, 3/4 of my back has been taken out. If you're looking at me, my neck is a little like that.
That's crazy.
My neighbor said, oh no, you didn't, cancer.
I love it. I love the positive outlook. So I've got a guy that I know right now who I consider to be a friend, going through a cancer battle, and he's also a very positive person. And he's chosen to not go the typical route of chemotherapy and radiation and stuff like that. And it's just remarkable to see it.
Which I think is so important. I mean, that side of it as well, right?
Yeah.
The way we exercise, the way we eat, the way, I do hot water.
He's completely revamped his lifestyle, basically, to fight this cancer. And it's apparent. I mean, he lost like 40 pounds like it was nobody's business, like immediately.
That's awesome.
Just by changing his diet and his lifestyle.
That's awesome.
It was very cool to see.
I've actually been working out since like October, probably like 3 to 4 days a week. But my body is a little slow, so it's just
a little bit when you're missing 3 ribs and part of your back. I can imagine.
I just do like abs different than people, right? So like other people can do crunches and I'll do like wall Pilates or something. You know, I just do it.
Yeah. You do what you can do. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Exactly.
And that's really what fitness is about, is just, it's being active. It's not, you know, not everybody's going to go play in the NFL.
That's true.
You know, it's just about getting out there and being active. And like a day like today is a beautiful day to go for a walk.
It is gorgeous. It is so gorgeous outside.
So that's our plans for the afternoon, is we're going to go for a walk. We're going to walk up to the park and go play at the park. So
nice. Go a little turtle fishing.
That's exactly right. So for those that are interested in mosquito services, how is the best way to get a hold of you?
Sure. You can text me if you want at 214-513-BITE, which is 214-513-2483. And then I can text you back. No worries at all. If you want, you can call that as well. It goes straight to the call center and then shuffles down through me. So if you want to text, I can get back with you right away. If not, then you can call the call center and talk to someone live.
And what's the website?
Yeah, it's kind of long. It's Mo Shield. Hold on. Let me tell you correctly because I'm going to get it wrong. They just changed it. Hold on just a second. Yeah, moshield.com. That's the easiest way. And then you can go to like the locations page and you can put in your zip code.
And how they can choose you.
And that's how my long one is. That's what I was trying to look up because it has like numbers and letters and dashes. And
yeah, we don't want that. Nobody's going to be able to look that up.
No. But if you just go to moshield.com, M-O, because Mo is our like hero character, this guy right here. That's Mo.
Mo the mosquito man.
Mo the mosquito man. That's right. So yeah, that's awesome. So yeah, cool. We spray every 10 to 17 days. We're super excited to get our season started. And also a fun little fact, I don't know if you know this or not, but they're 500 times more active the week of a full moon. So
really?
Yeah, it's a true story.
That's wild.
Every full moon when you go outside, you'll see, oh my gosh, like when you're walking your kids to the park, you're going to be like, why do they have so many bites? That's why.
That's crazy. I never would have thought that.
Mm-hmm. Mosquitoes are
crazy. How nature works.
It is crazy. Yeah. They like dark colored clothing. So wear white colored clothing.
I knew that one. Yeah. I knew that one. Which is why I always get bit by mosquitoes, because I always have, you know, a dark colored shirt on.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the females are the only ones biting.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah, crazy.
Well, thank you so much for your time today, Carrie. I really appreciate it. And we'll talk soon.
Yes, have a great day. And congratulations, Daddy.
Thank you so much.
Bye. Have a blessed day.
You too.